You are a danger to the rest of the travelers when you're on the road. You're not you're not a real solid driver.
I am, too. I'm better than you.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
You're better than him?
Yeah, I'm better than him.
He sucks. I'll give you that.
Well, I'm better than him.
You ain't better than him.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am, too.
Michael.
You're scary behind the wheel.
I'm nowhere near as scary as you.
Do we need to cite examples?
What makes Mike scary? Is he a distracted driver or something?
I thought you were supposed to put it in a ticker.
I will, but I need information.
You promised us a ticker. Yeah, you're not solid.
Yes, I am, too. You're
a little wobbly.
You're apprehensive.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You're confused by parking garages.
I am not. I'm always decisive.
Decisive?
Yes, I am. I'm a very decisive driver. I get to where I'm going.
You're a better passenger than you are a driver.
Yeah, you should always ride in the path. You know what we need to do is get you like a kid's steering wheel to put in the passenger seat so you can act like you're driving.
I'm better than you.
We'll just play like you're driving.
At least I don't sit all hunched over the steering wheel and drive 30 miles an hour on the freeway like you do.
No, Corby's a notorious tailgater.
You having fun over there, Mike? You're really driving.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
So we asked the question, who is one of the bigger ditzes in the Metroplex? If you thought maybe you went out with a woman who was a ding-dong and you're like, man, I just met the biggest, stupidest, dumbest broad I've ever met.
I bought Smith.
Who's Brad Swift?
I Bob Swift.
Brad Swift. Oh, Brad Swift.
I Bob Swift.
Well, last night I'm watching the Channel 8 News, and I couldn't believe what I saw. They were doing a story on this guy who is going door to door, acting like a masseuse.
Hey, now.
And I'm like, okay, obviously, you know, no one lets him in, but they call the police and say there's a suspicious man trolling the neighborhood trying to...
Give bootleg back rubs?
Right, right.
Who wants a body massage?
Was it that guy?
And sell speakers at the same time.
Yeah, it may have been. Well, then the story takes a 180 because they actually focus on a woman who let this guy in. A 21-year-old Denton woman.
Right?
Yeah. A Denton woman said a man posing as a masseuse in training talked his way into her home Monday for a massage, asked her inappropriate questions, and then capped the night off with asking her for a date. She didn't want to be identified, probably because she knows she would never get a date again.
Mm-hmm.
Said she didn't think anything was fishy at all. Because, obviously, men all the time knock on her door...
offering to rub on her back.
Yes, and here's the excuse he gave. He said that he was in the area giving massages for free as part of field hours he needed to fill for a class.
Oh, really? Well, that sounds wonderful. I need a massage.
Did she let him give her one?
Oh, it gets way worse.
Oh, dear.
We haven't even started. She says he looks like a guy. I mean, like a regular guy, just a college student, you know? He didn't seem like, you know, creepy or anything. But then she said, you know, I probably shouldn't have let him inside.
She says,
I feel like I got away so easily. It could have been so much more. I was just amazed. God was really watching over me.
No, I don't think so.
No, he would have given you a brain if he was really watching over you. The man told her the massages were free. He said that all she needed to do was go online to his school, ATI, and vouch for him. The school has no record of the man. The woman said the man didn't seem really prepared to give a massage. She said he actually had to ask me for lotion. He didn't even bring his own. He also didn't bring a massage table and asked if they could use her bed. Instead, she said, "How about the sofa?" It gets worse. The woman refused to take off her clothes, opting for a tank top and shorts. But he kept asking her to remove parts of her clothing. He was like, "Oh, I see this stuff all the time." And I was like, "Well, I'm sure it's true. You're a masseuse. But I'm still not going to show you anything." until she said she got comfortable with him and she took off her shirt and bra. But...
She left the pasties on?
For security measures?
Yeah.
She stayed face down on the couch.
That's where they belong.
That's smart. Take that bra off for daddy. When the man started massaging her legs, he then asked a question that quickly threw up a red flag. Like the whole effing thing wasn't a red flag. She said, he asked me if I wanted an ass massage.
Do you want an ass massage?
Ass massage.
And she said, well, now, a normal masseuse would not do this. So I realized something was wrong.
Oh, my God.
And then I really thought something was weird when he asked me what my chest size was.
What is it?
She said, the questions, I don't know. The questions made her uncomfortable, and she quickly grabbed her shirt and just asked him to leave. Then she says this. He, comma, like, comma, gave me a hug and wouldn't let me go. And that's when he was like, can we go out sometime? She said that I responded, no, I have a boyfriend and you need to leave.
That never works.
What, holding someone and never letting them go?
And begging for a date. Just doesn't work, man.
Wait a minute. She has a boyfriend?
Yeah. It gets worse. Now, if all this happened and you finally figured out all these red flags were occurring and
how big are your boobs?
Something. Because he's leaving.
I mean, isn't the boyfriend like, you did what?
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you realize that these red flags are thrown up,
mm-hmm.
obviously the first thing you would do after he asks you for an ass massage, takes your clothes off, asks you for a date, gives you the Mike Reiner hug.
Yes.
I'd like to feel those boobs.
Then you call the cops. She calls her sister.
Oh.
Says, you know, Stacy, the weirdest thing just happened to me. You're not going to believe this. And the sister goes, like midway through, goes, you've called the cops, right? Should I? Do you think I need to? Yeah, you probably should.
What a stupid bitch.
Did her boyfriend break up with her on account of this? Because he no longer wants to date the dumbest broad in the Syria?
Denton.
Wow. Police said the man could be charged with assault by contact, a misdemeanor. About 1,000 of those.
Why is this guy in trouble?
Yeah, it should be her. She should go to jail for
being stupid.
The man is described as a white man in his early 20s with short brown hair and a circular tattoo on his arm.
A circular tattoo on his arm, like
just a circle?
It sounds like that's what a circular tattoo is.
My Star Wars tattoo is circular. Might have been me.
You're in a ticker.
You look like you're in your early 50s.
Yeah, hard life.
It's not the kind of tattoo I want.
Anyone with information should call Denton Police. Like, if you can find someone dumber than this girl, then call the Denton Police.
Wow.
And then
have a hot Carl.
And then Denton Police call me. Because I want to know who possibly could be dumber than this person. So you think this guy, you know, obviously he'd been turned down probably 1,000 times.
Every time.
Do you think when she said, all right, sure. And he was like, holy crap, really?
Are you kidding?
I mean, and then he starts sweating like, well, God, I've never really got this far. Do you have any lotion?
That is amazing.
Yeah.
How old is this girl? 21?
21. Mm, where was she when I was around?
I could have closed that deal.
If you were the masseuse?
Huh?
If you were the masseuse or just in general, like, seeing her out?
If I was the masseuse.
So don't you think that he thought, he was like, oh my God, I am going to get laid off of this scam.
Yeah, he was. Then he offered her.
I bet if he could have played his cards right, he would have.
Yeah.
All right, why would she go to the news outlets to report this? Again, just further evidence of how stupid she is.
Her sister alerted her to the fact that this was weird.
Why would you publicize this, though, to the news? Now, on the news, she didn't reveal her name. She tried to remain anonymous, as many have on this show, Mike, much to your chagrin.
Mm-hmm. My chagrin?
Yeah.
I don't care if they remain anonymous or not.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't?
No.
Ever?
Ever.
You never try to get them to change their mind?
Mm-mm. All right, we're installing headphones on this gentleman right here.
Let's call him Smokey. He wants to remain anonymous.
Yeah. Oh, you want to remain anonymous?
Grab the mic. You got to grab the mic.
Okay.
Are you on? Go ahead, talk.
Speak to us.
All right, well...
All right, well first of all, do you wish to remain anonymous?
Three.
I do.
All right, what is your name?
I'm Smokey. Come on now, I'm Smokey.
Amazing. Truly amazing.
There's a little Chief Kunkel in there.
Yeah. Was that Kunkel before Kunkel was Kunkel?
No.
Before that was Kunkel.
There was nothing like that. Number one cop in Dallas,
the commissioner, chief of police, David Kunkel. What do you like this gig?
No, I love my job. It's...
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay. Do you like being chief of police?
It gets better every time.
At that point, surely he had pulled his service revolver and had it pointed under the table like, one more. If there's a fourth one, I will shoot and kill you.
That's not what I meant.
He's
probably
up.
Ready to shoot himself. Ticket.
Big one for...